Everybody then knows that.
Anyway.
I'm sure we'll get a person or two.
If it's Saturday or Sunday, you can put my name down for observer for mailing out anything.
They're going to have to sit with the mail-in ballots and watch the opening of those ballots.
Did we finish about this stuff? We still haven't finished.
Yes, I think we finished our recommendations.
The appointed, you mean?
We've agreed that.
I think we're still stuck.
I think we have to have an option.
Yeah, trim with the.
I think it's consistent with our bylaws proposals where we don't want to call in anything or anybody. Yeah. And I would just like to just try to get away from.
No, I'd like to get away from appointed, but I'm very concerned about. You know, and part of it is if we do outreach and make sure that we get someone from each of those, but.
That's where I'm sort of heading in these election procedures here.
How many, besides labor, how many other seats?
Well, I gave the example of youth. Say that there's just one, that we have one person who happens to be from the youth collective and no other young person.
Well,
under 35 or 30
Is under, youth is under 20 is what we're talking about.
The youth collective, I think, defines it as 20.
But that's something like 25% of the population. Do we want 25%?
I'm not saying that we have to have parity, but we certainly have out of 24 people. But no, because youth is more than that. Youth is the future of the station.
Of course. So I'm not opposed to six members being youth. I'm just saying, is that what we...
No, I'm not saying the number.
Okay.
But that we have to be able to say, look at this. Look at this. Whoa.
Okay, so let's...
Oh, we have this as one person.
Let's talk about diversity in these election procedures. What percentage of set-aside seats do we want? How many at large? How many set aside? I mean, I'm actively advocating in the lab now for 68%, which is the percentage of people of color demographically, according to the census. But in that 68% that I'm proposing, I'm also adding people with disabilities, prisoners, so it gets diluted and it's not necessarily people of color. I don't know if that'll fly or not, but demographically it's 68% people of color right now. Do we want to have that many set-aside seats? Or we're at a 24?
So you're saying
have they set aside or just preferred, maybe just the other?
Well, are we going to dip into our diversity pool after the first 32 seats are filled? 17 of 24 seats would be set aside if we went to 68. You want to go that far? Okay.
How will it function?
The percentage of the population in Los Angeles
that are people of color at this point. And as I said, in my proposal to the lab, I'm saying that 68% not be limited to people of color, that it actually include youth and people with disabilities and the non-heterosexuals and, that it may actually include white people who are not...
Like maybe green, what do you call it, different party affiliation, maybe a political point of view.
Labor
affiliates.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying labor.
We could add labor affiliates.
Yeah. Hold a second. We are talking about programming council. We're not talking about lab, okay?
And interim.
All right, okay.
Interim.
Okay.
Labor, people of color, disabled.
That's right.
So how is this going to operate? How is this going to happen?
I think that you have to remember that the purpose of having this council is to diversify the programming. And when you diversify the programming, you'll have outreach happening through the station. And I think the point is to get it going.
That's where I would make an argument with Sarah, and say three and four. This, put your... just make it seven listeners, and let's just keep in mind in the interim, okay? And let's also say that the maybe you know, and hopefully within this programming council, we will attain that diversity within the programs and be and
right, start to
so
build.
You don't want requirements at all.
No, I have an alternative suggestion.
Okay,
that maybe there be some extended period after the nominations are closed, and we look at the composition of the nominations. And then perhaps.
So you want a diverse candidate pool rather than diverse.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Or we could have both.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the listeners will, you know, that the candidates will have that labor person, that youth person.
Yeah.
So that the listeners will then make the selection.
We have a diverse candidate pool,
and that the carts and the within the programming kind of like hint and keep hinting at that particular aspect. Okay,
absolutely.
Listeners.
That's okay. Not hint. Identify yourself in these categories.
And just
have to fill out an application and
say,
or if they're running at large.
Tell the listeners you've got 7 choices, so please be aware. Okay, and then have the programming. Make sure that the programs, your collectives, your programs and because constantly Margola there in the labs has to remind me, Gordon, this is not a white only world, okay? And it keeps hitting, but at least it hits, okay? And it's very true, okay? But I think then that 2 weeks when you say that the programming's have those carts. We have to make sure we're listening to them. We have to make sure that they are telling the people, be aware, okay, of who, you know, and get this diversity.
And vote.
Yeah, be aware and vote and get this
because
diversity
you
in.
You can have a diversity of nominees, but if you don't have a diversity of voters, it's not going to make diddly shit.
And we need to tell them, too, to get their applications in quickly, because I think that we would probably, in the order that they apply, let's say that we met our quota of, you know, white applicants or something.
I'm not following you on that.
What about the candidate pool, okay, right? We're going to have it so that we
would
have
diversity
requirements in the candidate pool. So we don't want.
I think we should have diversity requirements.
We're not having diversity requirements for the candidate pool, are we?
We got 3 conversations going on here
in
a very tricky, very tricky negotiation.
Yeah.
So we could do this one at a time.
Yeah. I did read something like that in the listservs, and that was the methodology. In other words.
Okay, so if
you're a white male candidate, you better get your application in quick, and it would be based on the only fair thing to do,
I thought we were talking about diversity guidelines and self-identifying for the candidates, but not diversity requirements in the candidate pool.
Could do that. Because I've read postings about
that. Yeah, I know there's some talk about that. Now, is that where we want to go with this?
Maybe both. Well, I don't know.
I'm not following you. In other words, you're saying that...
Guidelines are
you're saying that, okay, if 4 white people already put their applications in to be candidates, therefore the next person who comes in who is white, he cannot be on that forum because of the fact that you already got 4 people already in.
Well, it should be a lottery.
That's one way of doing it. Diversity requirements among the candidates. Another way of doing it is diversity guidelines among the candidates, where they self-identify, where we have them checked off, you know, if they want to be at large or identify with a racial or ethnic group. And we publicize them that way and not cut anybody out of the nomination process.
I hope not. Okay.
Yes,
Mary.
I guess 2 things about you. What is this application? Is your application already developed? And also, you kind of write an interesting point. What if there are quite a few candidates and Like, how do we organize the forum so it's not this, you know...
We'll get to that. Don't go to the forum.
Okay.
We're still working on the forum.
How about application?
There's a debate now about some people who say we should only have the diversity requirements in the candidates. And then when people vote, no diversity requirements. And then there's other people who want it the other way around. And then there are three positions.
No diversity guidelines, diversity requirements.
Well, it seems... Now, where would this fall in? It seems to me, okay, that where you have to tell me where this falls in, that anybody who wants to be a candidate... Applies and gets up and speaks. Okay, and then that we okay, then we're okay, he whether he's white, black, brown,
she's coming in.
Okay,
but
what I'm saying is that then, but I'm saying make sure we tell the listeners that if you want, I mean, if you want the diversity that KPFK is supposed to represent. You don't, you know, put four white males on your list, okay? In other words, it is up for us, it is up to the collectives and the programmers to tell the listeners, you know, if you want a true diversity, you select it, okay? But allow every candidate to run, because you'll have, I think you'll have a lot of problems in that people will say, oh my God, you get a lot of email. Whoever, you know.
You might.
So we're doing diversity. We're agreed on diversity requirement or diversity guidelines for the candidates, and they self-identify. Now, do we want them to be able to self-identify? Clearly, they can only self-identify in at-large or one of our categories. Can they self-identify in more than one category?
Yeah, I'm a. In other words, can I get up and say I'm a white orphan? Okay. I don't know. I mean, how would you...
That's what I'm asking.
Let him...
Or her.
Or her. Thank you. Yeah. I'm on tape. Let him or her, you know, just say, okay, I'm a white candidate. I'm also a labor... I've been heavily involved in labor.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And, I'm hoping that we get as a candidate a janitor, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I
think Gordon's right, because for one thing, we don't want Condoleezza Rice. So the issue is, you know, the issue is not just person of color, youth, you know, a skinhead youth. That we're talking about much more complex set of issues.
Yeah, let him.
I think that the way Gordon is outlining it is.
I got it right this time. The candidate, he wants that seat, so therefore, let him do his own spiel.
That's right.
All right, and if he knows that, my God, there's a lot of there's a lot of Spanish element out there, okay, and I'm a white, let him be representing some
constituents.
Yeah, let him show, let him show to the candidates.
ILWU,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
He has to show to the listeners that he has been involved with the Spanish community as a white activist. Or whatever, okay.
So why are we doing boxes now?
Hang on. There's a question up here.
She's a teacher, okay.
Okay.
The chalkboard is like. You're a teacher too, Sherman. Yeah.
And maybe also people, who've been activists in certain areas.
Boost themselves.
Somebody done anti-racism work, okay, or they were a peace activist, or a combination of. These are things that...
Yeah, but that candidate has to, he has to do his own spiel.
I think that the statement that's made, to the mission and diversity and progressive vision, that has to be the statement that's made in the call for nominations.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What I'm suggesting here is that we have checkboxes and then we have lines for them to describe their experience in each of these areas. Okay.
I think people will really resent the checkoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people won't use them.
Yeah. People, it would be very, yeah. People would be very
okay,
receptive.
Then how do we want to word this? Because you've got to, it, either I get got to identify themselves for, in the at-large category or in the diversity category. They cannot run in both. If we're going to have set-aside seats, they have to identify themselves.
I thought we were not going to have set-aside seats.
Yeah.
I thought we were thinking about seven
listeners.
But have really... Yeah.
Okay, so
we're not having
diversity requirements?
Well, I will object to it too.
I think we need diversity requirements.
But I thought the listeners,
especially if we're not going to have the at large.
Right. I thought that the listen. Okay, we have seven listeners. Seven listeners seat. And all right. So now you're saying, but that's.
Oh, let me ask this: are we looking for diversity in the entire grouping, or just among the seven listeners?
I think in the entire grouping.
I'm looking for, in
the elections.
It's going to be complicated because we would almost need to know who was coming out of the staff.
That's why in the three elections. Or four at large that are appointed once you know who has been elected makes the most sense.
So you're saying no diversity requirements in the
seating. You see what happens. With very strong arguments about diversity, including
political issues, and then I have an idea.
Okay, you can say okay if we're electing, you can say okay we have what about okay these are seven listeners seat, but then we have boxes for okay we're going to have who would you no I don't know if it sounds right but you know let's. Let's go with it. Who would you want as a listener? Who would you want to sit in the black seat, or who would you want to sit in the Spanish seat, or who would? That doesn't sound right. But we would have our diversity. Look, if you have, say,
we have these 24 seats, which to me still seems a little bit crazy. But okay, in fact, if you have 24, you're more likely to get diversity. Say you have 20, because that 24 included those four. You have 20. You look at who's been elected in each of these groupings. And then you look at what seems to be missing here. Mm-hmm. And you have those four.
Now, who decides what's missing?
Even
that's
if it
the
means.
Problem.
I think that if you've got people from the collectives, if you've got people, we're going to get presumably some diversity, that. You look at that against both the demographics of the area and of the listening audience. And
do we have demographics for the listening audience?
Probably not. But that we somehow, I mean, it makes much more sense to try it, and I think we should try it for an interim, and since that was agreed to by the lab, and see what's needed here. And then figure out, do these four seats have to be filled? Maybe they don't. But do we have some big gaps here, folks?
Well, okay, so you're saying no diversity.
Strong argument. Well, strong statements.
Not
about
even 50-50, not even half women?
Well, let's find, Leslie?
It's that you know the Unity proposal has
I know.
Diversity
requirements.
I would prefer to go be consistent with the Unity proposal.
Yeah, no, and I thought we did. There was agreement, and the lab was 50%.
Yeah, the lab did 50%.
Yeah, but so how we was not an issue of how we achieve it. That's the advantage of having some seats that are in reserve in order to help achieve it.
But, it's entirely possible if we don't do something that we're going to end up with more, that we're going to need more than four seats to balance it out.
Maybe.
To meet that minimum of 50-50, even.
Okay, then maybe we shouldn't specify the number of seats, and then that you look at it and see what's needed in order to achieve the 50%. Mm.
But then we could end up with 10 appointed seats.
You've got so many seats right now.
You're being really quiet. Do you have an answer to this?
Yeah, you might.
Well. I think you've got to roll the dice. You know.
That's a lot of you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think just from going to the meetings, I don't think women was going to be a big problem. Yeah. I'm not, I wouldn't be really scared about that one.
Yeah.
And I think that you keep get those four at-large seats, and I think you're better off just rolling the dice, see what happens, and if you get all white males, obviously you've got a problem. I think you're going to know right away. If there's not one single black person and not one single Hispanic person, you're going to know right away, and you're going to go right for those at-large seats. And it still won't be right, but, you know, this is just for, what, 90 days or something, and then you're
going to... Here, suggestion. 24, okay, you get, I don't know how many seats you've already said.
Well, if we don't have the at-large, if those appointments...
And then you... And then
it's
you,
it, 20.
Okay, if you, okay, we have 20. Let's say 20 seats. If we if the adversity does not show, then we put the four at large right in, okay, and say. But then
well,
you
what
say
if that doesn't turn it.
Well, you the four at large seats I would assume would be. I mean, it's almost dictated by the 7 to 8 by the 7 to 8 programming on KPFK. Almost you got. You got a gay at large seat, you know, Monday. You on two, okay, and then you got Spanish program.
Gay collective too.
Yeah. You got Spanish at large. Okay, but and I would say a black, and then there's one seat still open, and that would
worker, disabled, youth, age.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, I know. Like my choice, right?
One.
Yeah. Okay.
And we keep talking about this. You will pick
right.
them, and I want to.
But
know
that's just it. That's what I would. Suicide. That's what I would make the argument. I would just say, you got when you put 24 seats, okay, with the 7 listeners, and then if you see if let's just make an I would make an agreement. If you see that the diversity is not there, that the within that election, then you add the then you add the seats.
I'm going to make a suggestion because it's 9:30 and we're not going to resolve this tonight. I'm going to suggest we've done a lot of good work. Now, honestly, we've got a timetable.
Right.
We've got. A beginning of an outreach here program. We've got things we want to take to the lab. I would like to suggest, since it is 9:30 on a Friday night, you know, it's a Friday night, folks, and I want a beer. You know, that's my Friday night thing, is a beer. I want a beer. That we go home, that we think about it, and we can continue this conversation by email as we come up with good, solid plans. Each of us come up with plans. Decide on a date to come back together again and dedicate a meeting to the question of how we're going to handle diversity here.
Well, I think I'd like to know when the lab's going to meet, because I think the ideal thing would be for us to have a meeting right before the lab meeting and take our concerns and our suggestions to the lab so that, because we want some stuff revisited.
I agree.
So is there going to be a lab meeting before holidays?
I believe so.
Like on a Saturday? Like next weekend?
Possibly. Do you have any clue?
I have no idea.
But do you know from the station board stuff? There's nothing on the station board?
No, it's since
I haven't heard. I haven't gotten any announcement from anybody.
Call Lydia and find out.
Is that like Mary's door?
You're supposed to be up on these things.
What?
We've assigned you to be up on these things.
When's
the next lab meeting? Yeah, you're right.
It was so.
I think we got a lot of things nailed.
Yeah, we did. I mean, this is one of the more productive meetings I've been at around here. I don't want to bog down on this and spoil what I think has been a really good, productive meeting. And we can spend another 2 hours sitting here talking about diversity.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be here until 11.
Because as you say, it breaks down into which ones do you want to retire.
That's why I think we should all go home, get some clarity.
We had 100% white and 80% male. And I was
it was not 100% white.
Of the
voters?
No. Of the people that got elected.
Of the people that got elected.
Mary right. Wells.
Not all the candidates were white.
No, they weren't.
Hi, how are
the
you?
People who got elected to the non...
Right. And I think that the problem is the outreach to voters.
When is it?
I mean, we can't afford...
I have a meeting till noon.
That to happen.
So I'll just see when does the yard sale get over here? I'm not sure.
I think 10.
Oh, maybe I can come after that then, maybe.
Is she talking about Lydia?
Oh, boy. I might be at Garcetti's meeting with our neighborhood. Okay. Well, maybe he can stay longer or something like that. But we'll see. Yeah. I hate to admit this, but I'm meeting at the station for this concept of interim program council. And we were... Yeah, it's a Friday night. Where else? I saw an announcement. I thought, I'll be curious. But we were wondering, when is the lab going to meet again? Because we're thinking about meeting beforehand as a group. January 5th.
There goes that.
That's the trouble, yeah.
Can we meet with Kwasi, who is kind of like race the lab, race and diversity person?
Having elections by the end of January.
You know, we'll kind of like
meet the whole committee.
Okay.
Yeah, on-air announcements, forum, and then just elect, just to get something going. Yeah.
People here who
but anyway, good. So, you're having fun? Okay. Okay, great.
I like I'm going to back down on diversity requirements.
Okay, so January.
I might be stubborn about that one.
But she mentioned trying to have a meeting before that, but because of holidays.
Okay, so we've got until January 5th.
So I'm going to say, I'm not self-identifying. I'm going for the checkboxes.
Okay.
Only two. All right.
January 5th, what's the date on January 5th?
Diversity requirements.
What day of the week is she talking about here? Do you know?
Like, let's say we need at least one.
But diversity requirement that's handled through SDV.
And the week before that would be what, December?
Let's also make an effort to get those programmers to really enlighten the listeners that they are the ones.
It's really important.
Okay. But it's not just as nominees. What people have to realize that the critical thing is who the voters are. Because there was a diverse group that were nominees in those elections for the program, for the search committees, and they did not get elected.
Well, that's where you get into the question of requirements.
Yes.
Because then they'll get elected.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, but if there's STV.
STV, we had STV, but we also, I think we need to use that.
Yeah.
I mean, why not use that county app
Okay. So, if the January 5th is a Saturday, what's the Saturday before that?
28th.
December 28th. Is that going to work?
Oh, I'm sorry. January, Monday. Wait, oh, Monday's a. Yeah, any. Wait. Oh, my God. I'm looking at.
Next year.
So the whole timeline we talked about before is off.
Or anything.
Oh, great.
Okay. Oh, it's easy to do. I'm sorry. I just
give the date. Let's finish this up.
January 5th is a Sunday.
Okay, so the Saturday before that is the
affirmative.
Heidi. December 28th.
December 28th.
Is that going to work for anybody here, December 28th?
It will work for me, and afterwards, nothing will.
It will.
The next 3 weeks.
Yeah, so too with me. My wife kicks me out of the house anyway, so.
December 28th?
I have no idea.
Hopefully out of town if I get the day out. Work off, though.
So. All right.
12:28, what time?
Would the 29th work better for you?
I'm hoping I would be out of town for that, like, that week.
Oh, okay.
The 29th. I'm probably leaving on the 29th.
Okay. Would you be okay missing that meeting, or do you want to be here?
Oh, yeah, I'd be okay.
I mean, you could do it a week earlier. You could do December 21st.
It's next week.
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
Because, okay, that gives us some time in which to go over this diversity and talk to other people. And then we can come here, and if we still haven't, hash it out.
Then we can be back on the 28th. Yeah. Okay. So December 21st.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it's
that
solstice.
When is December 21st anyway?
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Meet at the station here? Or
Saturday?
What?
No, Saturday. Week from Saturday.
I can't be here on that day.
How about the 22nd?
22nd?
Sunday the 22nd?
How about another Friday?
No, not Friday
I'm
night.
I'm leaving town.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I haven't got best.
What are you
doing? Oh, it's too hard after. is real.
It is unreal. You're right.
And I'm working on traffic.
It took me an hour and a half. Saturday evening again. That's pretty good.
No.
Traffic is worse east than it was the west.
What?
What is this
How
gang
about
do
another
on,
night of the week?
What does this gang do on a Friday afternoon?
With next
work?
Next
work.
Okay.
Next I'm always like 8 to 6 or whatever you call it. 8 to 7.
Okay.
So that's just
wondering, if it's a holiday week, you know, maybe we, you know, I thought maybe there'd be people off.
Right. Another night of the
another
week
weekend.
Is not
right,
as bad as
Thursday
that.
The 19th?
Something I have a plan. But that's okay. Don't.
No, I want to. I'm looking. I mean, we found a lot of dates where we.
Well, I'm available at all night, so.
I'm looking.
Well,
for
who cannot make that 21st or 22nd? You can't make either of them.
Right.
Okay.
So we're backing up to the 19th of Thursday.
Thursday, and I've got Thursday.
And you've got
okay with me.
A point. Yeah, I got an appointment. Oh. Yeah.
The 20th, the 18th, Wednesday, the 18th.
Depends on gas company. But that's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, we want you here. I mean, I'm trying to...
Well, how about... Let's go back
what
to the 28th.
What time on the... you know.
Okay, go backwards from the 28th.
No, yeah.
Because we want to be able to re-meet.
No,
we want to be able to re-meet.
Not me, but...
Yeah, family.
So. Yeah, okay. Tuesday.
What? This coming Tuesday?
Sure. All we have to do is think about diversity between now and then. We're setting aside a whole meeting to discuss diversity. Tuesday.
Well, except that doesn't... It's now Friday night. It doesn't give us time to do outreach to see if other people would like to be here and to announce the meeting.
Are you all leave? You sure?
Yeah.
Be happy to.
Do you want to ride?
What are you going to do with this bicycle?
Right now.
Okay, are we going to be wrapping up soon?
We're just
putting a schedule. That's all. We're about ready to leave.
Yeah.
So hang around. In fact, you can be part of this meeting.
Yeah, really.
No, that's okay.
Okay, so Tuesday's too early. So
I think it's too early.
Okay, okay.
We can't get everybody on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Well, what happened to Vince and Raphael, and what happened to the other people supposed to be here?
I think you're representing PAC, correct?
I guess so.
I have no idea where Raphael is. I think Bernie was going to come in and represent the Unity proposal, but he's not here either, so I don't know.
But who was on your email list? Do you remember?
Yeah. Vince and Raphael. Because I thought you were going to come in and represent Unity, and I thought Vince or something was going to send somebody in to represent PAC. But if you're here for PAC, then I went around and...
I don't mind representing Unity.
No, so we need someone to represent PAC.
We have to self-identify.
We need to get Vince.
We represent Farrah. Okay.
Well, let me check, because I think Bernie may be in.
She busted it.
So I think we have to self-identify.
We
have to do that. I think we've got to...
I assumed you were coming in for PAC at that point, since the three of you were negotiating. So
okay,
let me check with Bernie and see if he's committed to this or not, because I thought he'd be here and he's not. So maybe he's not committed to this.
Let's try to see.
Let's see. Let me make a note to myself here. Let's see if the bylaws committee has decided something on that. And if they have, that's we'll fine. Go with that. And if not, we'll bring in Vince or somebody.
Otherwise, I'll be.
So where are we on a day?
By default.
Okay, we're still fumbling around.
Because people asked if this was an open meeting, and I said yes, but actually the people asked who expressed interest are here anyhow. But we need to announce the meeting on air, I think.
Well, the lab motion was very clear that there's a group, the people who put forward proposals plus to the people from the lab, and that was the motion.
Yeah, but the meeting should be announced as an open meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was on station advisory boards. I saw it. He posted it. I mean, it was out there.
It needs to be circulated on the listservs widely, but then
I'm
have anybody show up. Yeah,
I'm reluctant about those listservs. They're not official.
Yeah,
means of saying
who
anything.
Knows, well, and who knows who's going to show up?
Yeah.
Well, there needs to be on-air announcements.
But all
no,
meetings
I think
really
if it's an open meeting,
oh, yeah.
you
yeah.
publicize yeah. it as widely as possible.
I mean, that's what
open means.
You know, I actually like the lists, and I think they're very informative, but I wish there were, and I've tried to get the lab to do it, and they won't do an official lab list. I think that would be the answer, but I
How
can't
would
get
they get
it
if that would
it.
Be any better.
Why not to do an unofficial lab list?
Well, then you're back to the problem of an unofficial list. I mean, I'm looking
What's
for
the difference?
An
What's the difference?
It's supposed to be the same people.
Well, I mean, you just announce it as widely as possible. So every list on air calendar instead of those public service announcements so that they do on the calendar.
Will you take responsibility for doing that?
For what?
Making all the announcements of these meetings?
I'll do it to the list that I'm on. I'm not on all these other lists. And then we have to send in a calendar item once we know the date.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't maybe, you know, you want to do a card?
I don't have time to do that.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
give the calendar.
What's a card? It's a matter of an announcement, isn't it?
It's a matter of coming into the studio and scripting it and getting.
If you write it out, someone else.
We always put notices on a good life board.
Could record
anything. You know, Lab, East Diversity, West FPNM.
Yeah, and send in the calendar notice. I mean, the calendar, it's just red on the calendar.
Right. Now, do we want.
If we know the date.
You said you wanted a card also.
No, calendar.
Okay, you mentioned a calendar. It should be announced as a cart and on the calendar.
No, I don't think this needs a cart. This should just be announced on the calendar on each of the days preceding it.
So what's the date?
What
is the next date?
And what is this committee? The committee to explore?
No, this is a program.
The interim program.
That's interesting. You're right. What is this committee?
It's a program committee.
How many here
the
are
committee
members?
I just love that. I'm sorry. I just had fun with that name. Okay, the program committee.
You
can't
Maria
rename that.
No. I didn't think she was on the list.
Mary, are you on this committee to form the committee?
No, you know, I just saw the announcement.
We came
in. I was told one of the office.
You're responding to the notice.
The office.
Yeah.
Non-voting? We haven't actually voted for anything.
We haven't voted.
So
let's come up with a date.
Yeah.
What's wrong with next Friday? Is that a holiday?
Oh, well, either it has to be earlier or later. The traffic is just...
Yeah, traffic.
Didn't you have a
You're right. Event? Okay, later would allow you. No, you've really got a hard problem, irregardless.
I'm not going to Friday night, folks.
You said Thursday's out, right?
Not for me.
I have hopes of getting a date someday.
Leslie?
We're going to have a chat.
Have you got a date on Thursday?
No, I don't.
Okay. You want to take her out?
Yeah, but no. But you have a problem with Thursday.
Which is no problem for me, though. To miss it one more meeting is not a problem.
Okay. So I think Thursday looks like Zara.
Thursday. The date is the
in the evening.
Thursday's the 19th.
Next Thursday.
What's the earliest people could get here?
For me.
What's the earliest people
could Thursday? I could get here at 6 a.m.
6 o'clock is me.
6 a.m.
So
not 7 a.m.
But at least we know we know that we're going to start on time.
Right.
Okay, we're going to be here at 7 o'clock. Right, and there's no question.
Wait a minute. I was here at 7 o'clock, and there wasn't another soul.
We didn't know, right?
We
were upstairs. We were actually upstairs. Okay. Because we thought the meeting would be upstairs. Let's say 7 o'clock, and
three
we know that the meeting will start.
Several of us are still
It's not like, you know.
The earliest you can get here, Sarah, 7?
Oh, in fact.
Yeah, that would be the earliest.
Okay. 7, all right.
So 7.
Let's put...
If anyone would like to meet me for dinner,
let everybody know
I'm available
immediately so that.
Well, I'm going to be here till 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
Oh,
I'm going to go home for 3 hours.
Happy hour then.
Okay, I will type up these notes that I've got and distribute them along with an announcement of the next meeting, and I'll hold the date for December 28th. Okay. And if we need to continue, the only agenda item is diversity. And how we're going to handle it?
Well, I still have some concerns about the discussion with me. Is the lab going to be open to, if we come up with something different, like the notion of the two and two on the collectives, will they accept our recommendations?
No clue.
I mean, otherwise, we're going to be spending a lot of time because that will
all
affect
we can do is propose.
Diversity.
All we can do is propose. I mean, that's the best we can do. If you want my sense of it right now, perhaps they could be convinced, but I think the lab right now doesn't want to be particularly controversial. They've been very controversial and working very hard. I think they're my sense. And boy, you know, don't commit me on this one and don't quote me anywhere on this. But my sense, very vaguely right now, is they don't want to revisit things. They want to go forward.
But I'd like to know if they've reconsidered the absurdity of this thing.
I think if it's presented to them convincingly, they will. Mm-hmm. But they were keenly aware of it when they did it. It was discussed at the time.
Well, I thought that meeting
got very much out of hand.
Even at the end of it, they went back and we looked, and you know, we said we got 25 people here, and everybody said yes, we do, and that's what we got. And they went on. So I don't know if the lab's willing to go backwards. Like I say, I think it's 50-50 shot right now. I wouldn't guarantee yes or no on that. But that, you know, that's all bracketed with the idea that this is an intuitive sense and not based on anything.
See, and this collective thing was in no proposal except Stephen Starr's.
Yep.
And Lydia is the one who brought it up. This four people from the collectives came from there.
Well, I think her feeling about it was that it was
one way to get diversity. It is.
Yeah. And I think it works, you know, level. Okay. So we've got a plan, right?
Yeah.
And we've had a very collective.
Labor collective.
Yeah, I wish it was, instead of those two stupid guys that do that labor plan.
I may actually have the farm workers together by
then. If they get one, then they'll be more likely to be represented.
Well, I'm going to ask Jim Smith
if he was together by then, folks. I mean, we're real close to getting the farm workers doing something.
Well, that would be great.
I would like Jim Smith.
I've got some union contacts. I've got some contacts to some outreach guys there. If we can find a meeting date, because meeting with farm workers is tough. Their schedules are hell. Okay.
When I'm recording, you're on record.
Well, you know, as long as you put in the full quote.
I don't know. She said, don't quote me.
Oh. I was going to go like this for a while.
As long as you put in the don't quote me around
don't
the quotes.
Quote quotes.
Don't quote me and then quote me. That's fine.
All right, it's in context.
Yeah, you know, put the brackets where I said this is highly intuitive and this isn't based on any knowledge.
As long as everything comes out right.
Yeah,
I've had some problems lately.
The whole boring meeting.
Yeah, the whole boring meeting. Why not?
As long as the context is in there, I'm actually okay with it.
People in this country are going
to
listen.
Yeah, what's worse, attending the meeting or listening to the recording of the meeting? I don't know.
No, are you still recording as we're talking about you recording?
Is this all going on? It'll never end. It goes back.
Okay.
Folks, thank you all for being here. Okay. I really appreciate this effort because I think it's, like I've said all along, I think it's really important that we get this ball moving, and I think we've got a good start.
You have to help making sure.